This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. A series of explosions at a military base in Equatorial Guinea has killed at least 20 people and injured hundreds more, according to reports. Four explosions were heard at Nkoa Ntoma camp and the economic capital, Bata. A local television station broadcast a statement from the nation's president, Teodoro Obiang Nguema, who said the explosions were due to negligent handling of dynamite in a military barracks. The country's Ministry of Health and Social Welfare declared a health emergency and said many people are missing under the rubble. Video from the city showed people digging for victims with thick smoke wafting over the area. Equatorial Guinea is a tiny country. It has 1.3 million people. It's located south of Cameroon. Jury selection begins Monday in the second-degree murder and manslaughter trial of Derek Chauvin, the Minneapolis police officer who pressed his knee into the neck of George Floyd for 9 minutes last year, just before the African-American man died while in police custody. Friction between the administration of then-U.S. President Donald Trump and protesters, enervated by the death of George Floyd, led to the mayor of Washington, D.C., Muriel Bowser, declaring a street adjacent to the White House as Black Lives Matter Plaza. Floyd was declared dead May 25th after Chauvin pressed his knee against Floyd's neck for about 9 minutes. His death led to protests against racial violence in Minneapolis and elsewhere around the country. Analysts say the trial comes down to two questions. Did Chauvin's actions cause Floyd's death? And were his actions reasonable? More at our website, VOA.